Well, we're learning more about David Katz, the 24-year-old suspect in yesterday's deadly shooting at an esports competition in Jacksonville, Florida. Katz won a qualifying round of competition last February in Madden NFL 17. Here he is being interviewed by a sportscaster.
You have to feel pretty good about it. He came in as a 7 seed and he just knocked off the 2 seed, and he did pretty convincingly.
Yeah, I don't think of myself as a 7 seed. I think, personally, I'm one of the better players, and I like to let my game prove that.
After that competition, the Buffalo Bills tweeted out congratulations, but yesterday, a witness said Katz had been knocked out of a qualifying tournament for Madden NFL 19 and launched a shooting spree as the competition was live-streamed. We're not going to play the sound, but you can see the laser sight play on the chest of a player who was killed right before the shooting starts. 2 players were killed, 9 injured, some trampled trying to escape before the shooter killed himself. Imad Khan is a freelance reporter who covers esports. Imad, this has to have shaken up people in gaming.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely something that the gaming community is having trouble wrapping their head around it, because when it comes to esports competition, the idea is, you know, you're coming together to play video games with your friends and, you know, obviously just to see who the best is. And it's very sportsmanlike, right? If one person loses, they say, well, I'll be back next year at the next competition and I'll take you down. So the idea that something could end this horrifically has caught the community off guard, for sure.
Well, is that really true? Because we hear that it's fierce competition, and we're remembering 8 months ago a gamer playing Call of Duty, and you know the game is played online with people around the country, and this gamer in California got into an argument with another player in Kansas, and the California player was arrested after police say he swatted. He made a prank call about there being a deadly hostage situation. He thought, the player's home. It was the wrong home. The police swarmed a house and ultimately killed somebody who was not even the player. But that sounds pretty intense, that somebody would, you know, be swatting to get somebody out of an online video game.
The idea to, you know, they ultimately want to make it in this industry. And to make it in the industry, you have to not only be a good player, but you have to be sociable, right? You have to be likable, because you yourself are a brand and representative of a team.
But what about the stress when you say, you know, people want to make it? There's a lot at stake. There's millions of dollars in some competitions. We're seeing that colleges are now giving scholarships for esports. And people are writing about the pressure. ESPN esports writer Tyler Erzberger wrote a piece on Friday, this was before the shooting, concluding that players can go from playing alone in their room, just being teenagers, to being thrown on a stage for millions to see because it's live streamed and criticize. And he concludes it's frightening and it's lonely and it can make a mess of anyone.
No, I definitely see, you know, it's definitely high pressure situations, right? With any competition, you know, you practice and you scrim and you do all this work, and you know, right when it gets down to it, when you're on the stage with a lot of people looking at you, the nerves can hit you really hard, and especially in some games where more trash talk is allowed, so to say, if that's the game's culture, then you know, you could argue that that might anger somebody more. But you know, going from Tyler's piece at ESPN, I mean, what he's saying isn't incorrect. You know, a lot of these players, you know, they have dreams of, you know, making it big, and then when it suddenly happens, right, they're thrusted into the throngs of competition. But depending on which organization they're with or which team they're with, it can vary, right? Some teams have the resources to have player managers and sports psychologists that can help young players kind of navigate this new space.
I mean, it's fascinating. We've been talking about Madden football, but there's League of Legends. That's the biggest in this world of esports. Franchise teams, coaches, recruiters. Dota, if I said that right? This past weekend they had a competition with $25 million in prize money.
Yeah. So, you know, it's really hard to like discuss esports as a whole, just like regular sports, right? Mm-hmm. Basketball, football, hockey, League of Legends, Super Smash Brothers, Dota, Madden. They are all their own communities. They all have their own cultures, right? Mm. So, you know, something like Madden, it's a very grassroots organization. It's a lot more I would say insular than other organizations. It's a much smaller community in the esports level. So there are different stakes and there's a different culture around it.
Well, but from what you're hearing in this world of esports, are people calling for more security? We've had to do that in traditional sports.
You know, a game like League of Legends that takes place, you know, like in Madison Square Garden, you know, like it did a few years ago. Obviously, they have the full force of like a Madison Square Garden security team. But like, let's say it's some guy running a local tournament, you know, at like a hotel ballroom. They're going to do what they can. They're going to have like a bag check and whatnot. They necessarily don't have the resources to, you know, deck out a full security team. It's something that tournament organizers at these more local events are trying to balance or grapple with.
Yeah. Imad Khan, freelance reporter who covers esports, thank you so much.
Thank you.